good Sunday morning, and welcome to My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. I'm your host, Larry Vedder, and my guest this morning is Jeff Ferguson. He is the president of the local Lions chapter. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. It's nice to be here with you today.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So I do see the Lions everywhere. They seem to be a pretty busy bunch. So I wanted to talk a little bit and get to really understand a little bit more about the organization. So I know that you don't know a tremendous amount about the history, but I know, when did it start? About 100 years ago?
Lions International started shortly after the turn of the century, back in the 1900s.
The other turn of the century.
The other turn of the century, right. And it really became part of a business networking group. But early on, there was an affiliation that happened between the founder of the Lions and Helen Keller. And working and helping out with those who have vision difficulties became the number one mission for the Lions. Today, Lions International has five main missions. Vision remains number one, but we're also concerned about the environment. We're concerned about childhood cancer. We're concerned about hunger and diabetes. Those are the five main missions that we have internationally.
Okay, so you do that internationally, so each local chapter, I imagine, contributes towards that, and then, of course, obviously contributes to local charities as well.
That's correct. We here locally really try to emphasize and be in concert with the Lions International missions, but we also do some other things that really are focused on helping the local community here in Chestertown.
Now, I was always wondering, is Lions an acronym, or is it just Lions?
It's just Lions.
It's just Lions. Okay, I wasn't sure, because anytime I've ever seen it written down, it's always been capitalized.
Yeah.
So that made me think, oh, it must stand for something. All right, so are you the only local chapter in Kent County, or are there more?
No, ironically, even though Kent County is one of the smallest, if not the smallest county in the state of Maryland, we have five Lions chapters here in Kent County. There, of course, is the Chestertown Lions Club. We have one in Galena, Rock Hall, Still Pond, Betterton, and also Millington.
Now, do you meet together as one large group, or each chapter meets individually?
We get together in what's called a zone meeting once a quarter. And we rotate around where we're going to meet, and we talk about ways that we can cooperate and collaborate, work together on projects. And one of the specific, most notable projects that we all work together on is the delivery of the Christmas baskets for the needy here in the county.
Okay. So does each chapter have its own hierarchy? For example,
yes.
You have a president, vice president, et cetera, all the way down the line?
Yes, each one. We happen to be the largest of the five. We have 78 members here in Chestertown. And Millington would be the second largest, and they have about 45 members, I believe.
Wow. I did not realize that. I just assumed that there was the one chapter that sort of covered Kent County, because in most things there seems to be one thing that covers Kent County, and that's about it. So that's actually great to hear that there are five separate chapters in there. So as president, you are the current president, right?
I am.
How long is your tenure?
1 year.
1 year.
Unless I raise my hand and say, okay, I'll do it again. We have had some members be presidents for 2 years. But truthfully, it is a very all-consuming, time-consuming job. And you go through various chairs in the organization before you become president. So you're in charge of different activities, you're a vice president, and then you become the president.
Okay, so it does take some time to do that, work your way through that. And then so when does your year run up?
Our fiscal year is July 1 through June 30. So at the end of June, I'm out, but I remain on the board, and I'll be part of the nominating committee for the following year also.
Okay, so I would imagine then your current vice president becomes the next president.
That's the idea, yes.
And that's generally the path it follows.
Right.
What if the happens if the vice president says, you know what, I really don't want to do this?
Then we do a search within the membership. And sometimes what's happened historically is the person who's president is asked, would you want to do another term, do another year for us, if there's that difficulty. But truthfully, we've got a nice, strong bench right now in the Lions Club, and so I wouldn't anticipate that occurring.
Okay. Now, do the members themselves, do they have individual obligations? For example, when you become a member, are you immediately assigned a task or a title or a duty?
You're usually put on a committee to be a member, and we of course look for members to play an active role in coming to our meetings. You know, we meet on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, with the exception of July and August. We anticipate that someone who joins is doing it for their own reasons, but we want them to participate in our major fundraisers. We want them to be part of our community events that we help out on. So we'd like to have people that become active members.
Yeah, well, it seemed to make sense that if you're going to join something, you're going to do something about it. All right, so how do you become a member?
Usually, people through friendship with somebody who's a member become a member. There's also another way. If you're interested in, let's say you're moving to Chestertown from outside the area and you were a Lion and want to become a Lion again, go to our website. And there's an opportunity to fill out a membership form right there on our website.
I would think, yeah, that almost be an automatic, that if you're a member in good standing wherever you are originally,
right,
and then you move to an area, that you should be able to become a member pretty quickly in something like that. Because obviously, if you're a member already, you understand already the functions and the duties and the things that go on inside a meeting.
And you understand what the Lions are all about, what they do. One of the reasons that I became a member of the Lions is I was looking for a way to give back to the local community, not just live here, but be able to say, what can I do to help Chestertown be a more pleasant place to live?
Okay. And then is there, I know you have a regional, and that's the Kent County. You have a number of different organizations there. Are there then like an Eastern Shore regional for you then? And then the state and the national?
Exactly.
Oh, there are.
There's like 40,000 different Lions chapters around the world. It's Lions International. And here in the Eastern Shore, we have, as I mentioned, our zone, which is our county. Then there's a district. And then there's a broader district beyond that Eastern Shore. We have an annual convention. This year it's in Ocean City in the spring, as it was last year also. But it rotates around. Sometimes the annual convention may be in a place like Gettysburg, or maybe it's outside of Baltimore in Hunt Valley. So it rotates every year like that.
So it's an annual convention, but it is sort of regional. It's not like your annual convention.
Well, there is a Lions International annual convention.
Yeah.
It's held in different places in the world. This year it's in Australia, and no, I won't be going. That's a little bit expensive.
Yeah. Oh, you have to pay for it. Nobody pays that for you. So what made you become a Lion?
You know, it's interesting. I, during the course of my career, had heard of the Lions. I knew of the Lions. But it was actually David Dunham, who was president of the Lions at the time, who I met locally, and he put the high-pressure approach on me to become a Lion. And after finding more out about the Lions, I decided to join. And so we've been here in Chestertown for 5.5 years, and I joined the Lions. It'll be 5 years ago come May.
Oh, so you didn't join the Lions at all until you came here?
No.
For the first time. Oh, that's interesting, because Well, as you know, I'm a Rotarian,
right.
And I joined the Rotary back when I was still working before I moved here, and it was a very easy transfer. It was similar, as you said, you know, since I was already a Rotarian, just to come here, it would be just a matter of filling out a little form and saying, yes, I'm interested, and that was about it, and it became one immediately because, you know, I kind of knew the ropes already, what was to be expected of me. So it's interesting that you're... So, did you retire when you moved here?
Yes, I was retired when we came here.
Okay, so...
Immediately, I at the time was serving on a state board for education here in Maryland, and they put me in charge of scholarship, the scholarship program, and that's how I got involved and have been involved.
Well, that made a lot of sense, and do you enjoy your time with it?
Very much. I've met a lot of really nice people through the Lions, and the other thing is you get a sense of a feel-good by being a Lion. And I can share with you two stories that happened to me just this fall. Right before Thanksgiving, we've given the last couple of years a contribution to Fat Daddy's Barbecue restaurant to help. He feeds the homeless at Thanksgiving time.
Yes, I'm with that.
I brought, a week before Thanksgiving, I brought a check from the on behalf of the Lions to the owner. And honestly, he came up from the back room. He was in the kitchen. And I thought he was going to hug me. Because he said, you just made Thanksgiving for me and for the people that I take care of. And that's just wonderful to be able to do that. And the other is we started an intern program at the local high school last year. And a person shared with me what a difference it made for this young fella who was in the intern program, who wasn't thinking about college, wasn't thinking about what he was going to do with himself. But now he's enrolled in a construction management program at the University of Maryland. And he's changed his total focus as what he wants to do with his life because he had some real-world experience.
Well, that's great. It's always good to have a positive impact on someone like that. That's good. Those are two really great stories. All right, we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. We'll be right back.
Getting your prescription medications just got easier. Is your medication not covered by your insurance? Do you need pre-authorization from your doctor? Chester River Pharmacy can help. Their team can coordinate with your doctor's office and insurance to make sure you receive your medication. Plus, we'll deliver your prescriptions free to your home or office. Transferring your prescriptions? We make it easy. Call us at 410-810-3600 or stop by 601 Washington Avenue in Chestertown. Chester River Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Online at Chester River Pharmacy. Chestertown, living Riverside isn't the most alluring aspect of your retirement lifestyle. It's the security you get with Axe Life Care. Having the retirement you always planned for. Take off for new adventures, meet fascinating residents, and find out how much easier, more enjoyable, and more secure life can be. Your long-term care is prearranged and guaranteed. Your nest egg is protected. Discover retirement living at Heron Point. Call us to learn more, 877-380-1360, or visit axeheronpoint.org.
At Compass Regional Hospice, we understand that a serious illness diagnosis affects all aspects of life for both the patient and the caregiver. Our comprehensive treatment approach to any caregiver adds the support you need to maintain the highest quality of life.
Welcome back to My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. I'm your host, Larry Vedder. My guest this morning is Jeff Ferguson, president of the local chapter of the Lions Club, or I should say the local Chestertown chapter of the Lions Club, since I've learned that we have a number of different chapters in the region. And Jeff, we talked a little bit about just general sorts of things that the Lions Club does, and a little bit about their history and a little bit about your history with the group. Now I wanted to morph more into the charitable events, and I know that you mentioned that there are four major fundraisers, which we'll talk about later, but what I want to look at is some of the things that you do with the money that you do raise. And I know that internationally, you mentioned that eyeglasses is due to the Helen Keller organization that the Lions Club's originally dealt with in the past. And then you had a number of other focuses as well, too. So are there, for example, are there local charities that you work with here on a regular basis?
Well, we can start, and I'll focus first on the vision. We make an annual contribution to Vision Research over at Johns Hopkins. In fact, each of the Lions clubs does that, and Hopkins is where we find ourselves giving. But beyond that, we collect the eyeglasses around town. We have various places, you know, even though sometimes they seem to be hidden, they're in Acme, they're in the grocery stores, they're at the Chester River Yacht and Country Club, so we have those. But last year we found an old mailbox that wasn't being used and was going to be scrapped, so we had it sandblasted, repainted, and we have it out by the visitor center now. And people have loved being able to see it and make their contribution for eyeglasses. And then once a year, we collect them all, we clean them, and then they go to third world countries where people can't afford and wouldn't be able to have any assistance with their vision without these glasses. And they're all sorted and everything when they're sent out.
Oh, so this is all done directly through the Lions Club?
Yes.
There's no third party that gets involved with this?
No, it's all Lions.
How do you evaluate the glasses to know what they're... Because, I mean, when people throw them in there, you don't know if it's a pair of store-bought reading glasses or if they're specialized glasses.
We have some people working with us as we clean them and sort them, some are for distance and some are bifocals and some are for reading and so forth, that they take care of that. And we also have some people donate old sunglasses, which are part of the cleaning process.
Glasses are glasses, yeah, sure. Yeah. I can see that.
So that's the first thing.
All right, and that's sort of an international.
That is an international focus for everybody.
Okay.
We also work with the other Lions Clubs here in the county in the distribution of the food baskets at Christmas time. This year we actually assembled and delivered over 400 baskets to people who otherwise might not have had a very nice Christmas. And we do that.
And this is solely locally?
Solely local, right.
Okay.
We do that. And I mentioned earlier about our contribution to Fat Daddies at Thanksgiving time. We contribute, going back on the vision side of things, we can make an annual contribution to the Leader Dog Program, where dogs are trained to help vision impaired people. And we have an annual dinner where we have someone who's been a recipient of a leader dog who brings the dog with them. And we have a dinner where we hear their story of how they happen to be identified and work with a dog and how long they are able to do this. And this year, it's usually in the spring, and it's here done for the whole Eastern Shore.
When you said that you put the baskets together, the food baskets around the holiday time, is that all the local chapters working together on something like that?
It's a combination of a lot of people cooperating and working together on this. Not only the Lions Clubs, but we've got the local volunteer fire department. We've got Washington College has this year had some volunteers that came over and helped us in the assembly. I think they had also some of their lacrosse team came over and helped with this. Some of their administrative staff were there. The schools, local schools, do a lot of hard good collections, non-perishable items that are then brought to the community center, and we take a Sunday and assemble the baskets, get the food sorted that comes in, and then assemble the baskets. And then the following day, on Monday in early December, you get assignments, and lists are generated from social services here in the county, and we go out and make deliveries.
All right. And then one of the things that I've mentioned before on the show is that it's amazing to me how many charitable organizations exist in Kent County. There are so many different ones, and I've been told that we have some of the highest number of charitable organizations per capita in the state. It's obvious that we have plenty of men there. So do you work with others?
Well, we were a major sponsor with Home Ports of their health fair in the fall. We supply the refreshment stand tables. We help set up, help take down. So we're deeply involved in that. We're also involved, like, with the county fair the last several years. With other Lions clubs, help park cars.
I saw that, there. Yeah. Is that a fundraiser, or is that you do that as a charitable thing?
That's a charitable thing. That's just, we ask for volunteers to help do that.
That's an important facet of that, because I can see what chaos could evolve in a hurry with those cars trying to get around in a fairly small space in a hurry.
And one of the other things that we do annually is we have what we call one book, one school program. Mm. And we've worked with the Garnet Elementary School every year, and that we buy books for the students over there. And they're different levels based on grades and so forth. But we spent a significant amount of money this year and made a major donation to the Garnet School in the One Book, One School program.
Okay.
there are just a number of things that we've done last year. For example, Wilmer Park, we contributed bricks as well as a bench over there. The Sultana Foundation, we planted trees at the beginning of the entrance of their park.
The new park that they have off of Cannon Street?
Yeah, we had paid for the planting of the trees at the entranceway.
Oh, that was yours. I saw those trees there. I didn't realize they were Lions trees. We should have trimmed them into the shape of a lion, so we would have known.
We also are very active with the CART program. We bought helmets for their riders. On their horses last year. Plus, we have several of our members who become trained to help out with the young people when they come over and ride the horses, of helping lead them on the path and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned before that there were a couple other national things that you did other than hunger and eyeglasses.
This year, we did a major fundraiser with Molly's, where we gave all the proceeds to pediatric cancer, childhood cancer. It was a major event for us, and it's one of those things that you can't help but wanting to get involved once you see what some of the younger kids go through when they're diagnosed early on.
Yeah, and how does that work? Are there organizations that distribute the funds to help the families?
We work with a lady locally who has a son who was diagnosed with cancer almost immediately after he was born and has gone through many major surgeries. And she set up a not-for-profit that distributes toys to the younger kids while they're in hospital, getting their treatments, so that they have something to do, something to amuse them, and something maybe to take their mind off of the serious things that they're going through.
Okay. All right. So she's sort of a local, organization that does this.
Yeah. Lauren Leonard is her name.
Okay. And she helps the kids. Well, obviously the local kids.
Her work's been fantastic.
Okay. And then you do something with some of the hospitals around here as well too.
We really haven't done anything specific with the hospitals.
Okay.
At least in the last couple of years. One of our major events that we also are the major backer and donator for is the Halloween Parade. We sponsor that every year in Chestertown.
Oh, that's sponsored. So you're paying for whatever has to, and I imagine there's a few things that you do have to pay for. You're probably paying for some of the floats and places where the judges sit. That's always a nice event because it's great for the kids. The kids always seem to enjoy that. And now, is that something that is sort of an automatic that you do every year?
Yes. We've been the sponsor for years.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break again. But first, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Heron Point, Chester River Pharmacy, Compass Regional Hospice, and Prince Limousine. You're listening to My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. We'll be right back.
Getting your prescription medications just got easier. Is your medication not covered by your insurance? Do you need pre-authorization from your doctor? Chester River Pharmacy can help. Their team can coordinate with your doctor's office and insurance to make sure you receive your medication. Plus, we'll deliver your prescriptions free to your home or office. Transferring your prescriptions? We make it easy. Call us at 410-810-3600 or stop by 601 Washington Avenue in Chestertown. Chester River Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Online at Chester River Pharmacy.
Regional Hospice. We understand that a serious illness diagnosis affects all aspects of life for both the patient and the caregiver. Our comprehensive team approach to any caregiver adds the support you need to maintain the
rain for today. Temperatures around 50 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Morning rain. Showers with us tomorrow. Near 50 on Tuesday. The rain changes snow. Taper complementing. Freezing 35. Near 40. From the American Weather Center, this is meteorologist Patrick Brown.
Generation on 106.9 WCTR. I'm your host, Larry Vedder. My guest this morning is Jeff Ferguson, president of the local Chestertown chapter of the Lions Club. And Jeff, we talked a little bit about the history of the Lions in the first section and a little bit of your history. And in the last section, we were talking about the various charitable events that you contribute to, both locally and internationally. And then the one area that we did not approach yet, which I would like to talk about before we move on, is the scholarship program, because that's something that's always been sort of near and dear to my heart. I believe that we need to help the kids with their education as much as humanly possible, and I've been involved in giving out scholarships through my own business, through local organizations before I moved here, and now since I've been here. So I know you have that as well too, and you mentioned earlier that's sort of your baby right there.
It has been. We annually give three $1,000 scholarships for students. And we distribute applications at Kent County High School, the Christian Academy, and also Queen Anne's High School. Since Chestertown includes the other side of the river, if you will, and we have some members on that side of the river, we also give applications over to Queen Anne's. And then we evaluate the number of students who are applying, and we award three each year. Now, something that we started last year that I'm very proud of is my own personal opinion has been that as a society, we have oversold the value of a college education to the detriment of those wanting to go into the trades or the crafts. And so last year we initiated at the Lions, paid for with the local Kent County High School, three what we called internships. And the criteria was we wanted to use local businesses that were really trying to get off the ground and could use an extra pair of hands, if you will, to help them. We wanted to find students who wanted to get a practical, real-world experience, who came from a family who actually could benefit from having their student sponsored and paid for in this intern program. So we last year had Happy Chicken with a young lady who was interning there, Wildly Native plant, and also Red Acres Farm. It's a hydroponic farming venture. And they each had a student who were seniors, and we funded their experience. And it ended up to be a very positive event. And one of our criteria was at the end of the semester, we invite both the business owner and the student to come to a Lions dinner. And we ask the company to say, tell us what your business is all about, what you're doing, and what were the assignments that you gave your intern during the semester. And then we ask the intern, tell us what you learned. What did you do, and what did you take away from this experience? And that was a wonderful evening. And I think the members of the Lions Club really felt good about the quality of the students that we had, and also the dedication that the company owners gave to the program. This fall, we had an intern out at Crow Winery. And here in the spring, we're going to have four different businesses also that we're funding for practical experience. One of the takeaways that we had with one of the young ladies who worked in the program said this was the first time she had ever worked outside of her house, and how much she learned and what a business has to go through today in just working to satisfy the public.
I think it's a phenomenal idea. First of all, obviously you're going to get kids that are interested in that particular field. If you're going to go to Red Acres if you're interested in hydroponic farming or just farming in general. You're not going to go there if you want to be an HVAC mechanic. So that's number one. That's great. So at least they get to do something that at least they have a certain amount of passion for. And I think you said it best when you said they learn a little bit of how business operates too, because I recognize that Kent County has limited employment opportunities, but I also believe it has almost unlimited entrepreneurial opportunities. And if you have somebody who gets to understand the business a little bit as well as knowing the functions of the business, I think it's a great opportunity for a kid that's at least a little bit entrepreneurial to learn a lot.
This spring, we're working with a small construction firm for an intern, our animal shelter. A young lady who either aspires, wants to be either a veterinarian or a vet tech. Modern Stone Age Kitchen downtown Chestertown with
an
intern.
Be great.
A bakery down in Rock Hall.
Okay. Oh, those are all excellent. All right, that's good. I applaud you for doing that, and I applaud you for doing the scholarship. Those are great things to do. All right, now, we spoke previously in the last section of the show about charitable events that you do, that you give to, and now we talked about the scholarships and giving away money and stuff. Then there always comes the practical aspect of it. Where do you get the money to give away and to do all these things? So I know that you have a bunch of different fundraisers. I'm familiar with at least a couple. I see your guys all over Kent County selling raffle tickets for rifles every year. I buy a couple every year, and I'm assured every year when I buy the raffles that I bought a winning ticket, and yet I have not yet won, so I'm not quite sure how that's not working out well for me yet, but I'll keep trying. So, yeah. And then I also have partaken in some of your chicken barbecues, which are always pretty good, too. So these are something you do pretty regularly, right? at least those
two. Yes, Larry. There are four major fundraisers that we're doing this year. You mentioned the chicken barbecues. We do those twice a year, once in the fall and usually early October, and again in the spring. This year it'll be the first Saturday in May. Those are important fundraisers for us. The shotgun raffle, we've been doing now for about 10 years. And ironically, even though it's called the shotgun raffle, we've, in the 10 years, up until last year, we had no one ever take the shotgun. They always took the money.
Took the cash.
So they take the cash. And this year we had three prizes. We had either a shotgun or $1,500. We had a $750 second prize and a third prize of a $500 gift certificate at Molly's. And that has worked out very well. They are time consuming. We have, as you mentioned, you see people with their vests and Lions insignias on all over the county. Usually we start right around Labor Day, and this year we started actually in the last part of August, and we go right up to the week before Christmas and selling raffle tickets. We also in the spring have an annual what we call the Bay to Bay bike ride that we sponsor.
I've heard of that, yes.
And there are three different rides, courses that a person could take. There's a short ride that stays largely in and around Chestertown. There's a medium-sized ride, and then there's the granddaddy over 100 miles of Bay to Bay from the Bay Bridge out over to Delaware.
And, 100 miles, they do this in one day?
One day.
Ooh, I don't know if I can handle that. I think it'd be pretty sore.
We set up refreshment stations all throughout the ride. And our fourth fundraiser this year was we participated with Molly's in their anniversary weekend, and we sold hamburgers, hot dogs, and sodas and so forth. And we made that totally focused on childhood cancer. And all proceeds that we made from that event, we contributed to Lauren Leonard's not-for-profit.
I did notice you also sold some food at one of the major events in downtown Chestertown. Was it...
Last year we did the...
The Sultana,
we did the Tea Party Weekend.
The Tea Party Weekend. We sold food on Sunday or something.
Yeah, right? On Sunday. And this year... because of the timing, May is really a busy month for our volunteers.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
And we were using and abusing some of our people. And so this year we decided we're going to give it a rest. We're not going to do the tea party because it comes right after we've done a full hands-on deck for barbecue earlier in the month.
Yeah, you mentioned that's early.
And then we usher... for the Washington College graduation ceremonies. We have a team that helps out with that. We've just done highway cleanup in April, where we get people out on the local highways in 213 and cleaning up the trash and so forth, and it just gets to be too much. And on an ongoing basis, we're also asking people, we provide free transportation for people that are shut in and can't get to their eye doctor appointments. Mm. We have volunteers that drive people for their eye appointments. I mentioned some of that. We also sponsor a Little League team. We sponsor the Cub Scout troop and the Boy Scout troop. And we have what we call Peace Poster Prize, where kids in their local schools draw what peace means to them. And it's part of a Lions total contest. And each year, the winner for the district has come from our club. And this year, the winner is a young person right over here in the Chestertown area.
Wow, so it seems like there's an endless amount of things that you can do as a Lion, and it's not just for raising money. It's that you're just constantly busy with something. And I would imagine that each one of these different events has a committee and people that are working on it on a regular basis to keep it happening.
It really does. And I also failed to mention that we'll be out in front of the grocery stores, the hardware store in the spring. We have, as part of diabetes, we have little charts that we hand out of how to tell if you're susceptible based on your age and your healthy or lack of healthy habits and eating, whether you're a candidate for diabetes or not. And so we do that also in the spring.
Yeah, no, there's never a lack of lions running around doing something somewhere. And it's easy to spot because you always have those yellow vests and those bright yellow hats.
That's right.
And you can see them from all the way down the block all the time. All right, we're going to take another short break right now. You're listening to My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. We'll be right back.
When it comes to disease prevention, immunizations are key. Getting vaccinated protects you and those around you. Chester River Pharmacy offers a wide range of vaccinations, including flu vaccines, measles vaccine, shingles vaccine, and COVID-19 vaccines. Our highly qualified staff can administer vaccines right here in the pharmacy. We offer convenient hours, so you can easily keep up to date on your immunizations. Call us today at 410-810-3600 and schedule your appointment today. Chestertown, living Riverside isn't the most alluring aspect of your retirement lifestyle. It's the security you get with Axe Life Care. Having the retirement you always planned for. Take off for new adventures, meet fascinating residents, and find out how much easier, more enjoyable, and more secure life can be. Your long-term care is prearranged and guaranteed. Your nest egg is protected. Discover retirement living at Heron Point. Call us to learn more, 877-380-1360, or visit axeheronpoint.org.
Regional Hospice. We understand that a serious illness diagnosis affects all aspects of life for both the patient and the caregiver. Our comprehensive treatment approach to end-to-end care adds the support you need to maintain the highest quality of life. If
My Generation on 106.9 WCTR. I'm your host, Larry Vetter. My guest this morning is Jeff Ferguson, president of the local chapter of the Lions Club in Chestertown. Jeff, we talked a little bit about the background of the organization and some of the positions and the things that people do and how to become a member. We talked about some of the charitable events that you volunteer with on a regular basis, both locally and internationally. And then in the last section, we talked a lot about some of the fundraisers, which is unfortunately something that you always have to talk about. If you're giving away money, you got to get it from somewhere. So everybody has to participate in something like that. But I also know that besides the practical end of any of these types of organizations, whether it be the Lions or the Rotary or the Elks or any of these things, they do exist to help, and part of it is to be a networking group. But there's also the aspect of fellowship and making friends and getting to know your neighbors and meeting other people. So what are some of the things that the Lions like to do for fun?
Well, each of our fundraising events, it provides an opportunity for people to get to know each other better. But beyond that, as I mentioned earlier, we take off and don't meet in July or August. In July, we do something fun. This year it was a picnic out at the dock bar at the Chester River Yacht and Country Club, right on the water. It was great fun. We, before that, had done trips on the Packet. Mm-hmm. We look for an event where we bring our spouses and members together. And in August, we have our annual Crab Feast, which is held down at the Legion Hall, American Legion down at Rock Hall. Mm-hmm. And that's always fun, too. And this year, we had, I think, the largest participation that we've had ever in the at the Crab Feast. Okay. And I think we went through, I think, something like 6 bushels of crab. Wow. It was great fun.
Yeah, the hungry bunch.
We did. And well, people invited other friends and so forth. And so it ends up to be a fun evening for everyone. And then during the course of the year, in December, we have a dinner there at the country club where we invite spouses, partners, friends to come and join us. We do the same thing in Valentine's Day. Spouses, partners, friends come, and we have a really nice dinner, and we share stories with each other. This year at Christmas, we've done for the last several years, we ask people to bring in their Christmas cards that they haven't used, and we address and sign Christmas cards to those that are shut in here in the local nursing homes. Oh. And we also give a free pair of socks, since people we've asked the administrator there at the home what people want. He said, if you can give us some socks, that would be great. And so we've done that the last couple of years.
Who doesn't love a warm pair of socks?
That's right.
Now, I do know, mentioned earlier in the show that I belong to the Rotary and I know you belong to the Lions. And I always thought that it might be kind of nice, and you mentioned it off the air too, that the Rotary and the Lions maybe combine their forces on some things in the future. And I often thought about we could start by maybe even just announcing to each other what fundraisers are coming up if you want to participate. Like if we have a fundraiser, would any of your people want to participate, and vice versa, you have a fundraiser with any of the Rotarian people would like to participate. And I thought that would just make for a little bit more of a fun community and working together.
Larry, you're right. I think the more there's power in size, and if we combine our two organizations, which are both really community involved and community focused, we could do some things together that either of us perhaps on our own would not be able to fulfill. And I think it would be great if we can do and identify some joint projects that we work together on, and I think the local community benefits.
I really believe it does. So, and I know that we had a lot of fun last year with the great bocce challenge that went on between the Rotarians and the Lions. And I'm proud to say that the Rotarians at this point are undefeated lifetime in the bocce challenge.
But there's always a next year.
Of course, we only had one game, so being undefeated isn't that big a deal yet. Maybe 5 years, if I could say the same thing, then I could brag a little bit, but not yet. But no, it was a great thing to do, and it was nice because it was a very friendly game. And at the point, the loser had to donate $100 to the charity of the choice of the winner, which I thought was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it makes for fun. It was a beautiful fall afternoon, and it was really nice to get at least part of the group of organizations together.
Okay, so what are some future goals that you would love to see that the Lions and or Rotarians can really tackle?
You know, I just look at, with all of us living here, and many of us have moved from somewhere else to Chestertown, and I look at what are the ideas that we can do, maybe even working together, to make this a better place to live, a more enjoyable place to live. Chestertown has, I think, a great quality of life, and how can we further enhance that quality of life? And I know that recently we had Jeff Coomer from the Adult Washington College Adult Lifelong Learning Program, he's the chair, come and talk to the Lions about more involvement, the classes, what Lions perhaps can be more involved than what they are. Because I know we've got 78 members in our club, but there aren't that many who participate in WCL programs. Yeah. I'd like to see that. And look for ways that we can give back to the community, whether it's working to enhance Wilmer Park or help with the jogging, walking path. I think there are some ideas that can come up that would help the community.
No, you're right. When you say that, a lot of people come from here and they come here for the quality of life. But then I often think about some of the people that are here already who are struggling farmers that are working here or struggling in the waterman's jobs or in some of the basically unskilled positions that are here. And you know, on the other side of the coin is some people living pretty comfortably here. The downside of that is that there are some people that are living in some pretty tough conditions. And and that's obviously the reason why there are so many charitable organizations around here. There is an obvious need for these charitable organizations because there are people that are in need of this.
But one of the things, too, and you look at the characteristics or the demographics of both of our organizations, and we do tend to be composed mostly of seniors. Seniors many times are looking for something to do. How can I fill my day? How can I give myself a reason to get up in the morning and go do something? And I think there's a great opportunity here to give back to the local community. We have a wonderful town, and it can be even better.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I agree with you 100%. And it's an interesting thing, too, because when you talk about this area, I would have never thought of this area as a retirement kind of a community. And yet, there are a lot of people that come here strictly to retire, and they're coming from major cities around here, from D.C., from Baltimore, Philadelphia, even New York, where I'm from, and they're choosing this place to retire. But it's sort of a different sort of retirement. Now, often you think of retirement as going to a 50-plus, 55-plus place in Florida and living sort of like you're on a college campus somewhere in an isolated world with people that look exactly like you, think exactly like you, and do exactly what you do on a daily basis. But when you come here, what I've noticed is that a lot of the seniors sort of reinvent themselves. And I think that's to the benefit of groups like the Lions and the Rotary, because the people that have come here, you may have been a CPA when you were working in the past, and then all of a sudden you buy a small farmette and you're growing some kind of strange berry that came out of the mountains in Nepal that you never heard of before, and you're doing something like that. So I think it's a great place for people to reinvent themselves, learn something new, and at the same point then to help those that are struggling locally to try and lift their station in life as well, too.
Very true. You know, we look at the county and what Kent County is like, and on one hand, you can define it and say it's one of the wealthiest counties in the state because it has the best farmland here in Maryland. But on the other hand, if you look at it on a per capita income basis, we're one of the poorest counties because, let's face it, Kent County has been relatively stagnant as far as the number of people who live here. It's been about the same for the last 10 years. In fact, Chestertown itself, according to the statistics, has actually shrunk a little bit.
I heard that too, yeah. Actually, I heard Kent County shrunk almost 1,000 over the last 10 years. But really, when you think about it, our population has been pretty well stagnant for almost 300 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, a little before when we were born, right? I hope that the Lions and the Rotarians can continue to do the things that they want to do. And then for you personally, what are you going to do then when you're not a president anymore? You don't have any of these responsibilities. You have nothing to do anymore.
I'll be involved in some of these committees that we have. As I mentioned, I'll be on the nominating committee, and I'll continue the work on the scholarship and intern program that we have. And of course, there's always the other events and where we need all hands on deck, like the chicken barbecues or manning a refreshment station during the bike rides, things of that nature.
Yeah, now you do have a few things that I've noticed that you do need a lot of personnel to do that. I know the parking at the state fair, you can't get away with just three or four people doing that.
No.
You need a large turnout. And that takes a lot of dedicated people to do something like that, because by doing that, they're also giving up their opportunity for visiting it. You know, yes, they are there, but they're not really partaking of any of the events that are going on. They're
right.
Watching the cars still bump into each other along the way.
Well, we did also, when the community was out at the community center providing shots for COVID, we manned stations for parking to help park cars out there, and also line control. Where we had people, you know, trying to keep the line and letting only a certain number of people in at a time. Right. And that was quite a bit of manpower that required that.
All right, Jeff, I want to thank you for being my guest this morning. It was a fascinating chat. I also want to thank you for being a Lion and doing the things that the Lions do. You're a great asset to the community. I'd also like to thank my sponsors, Heron Point, Chester River Pharmacy, Compass Regional Hospice, and Prince Limousine. This is 106.9 WCTR, and if it's Sunday morning, you've been listening to My Generation.